Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Oh, yeah. Got the applause. Let's go. Winning cures everything. College football big game previews for week number 15. It's championship week. I'm Gary.
I'm Chris.
Play that sweet music. Oh, yeah. We're going to make this one relatively quick this week. Of course, you can find everything about us over at winningcureseverything.com. Picks, previews, podcasts, videos, social media platforms. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. Leave some comments. Tell us what you like this week, what you don't like. We're hitting every game because there's only so many. And they're all championship games. So, we're hitting them all. We're just going to kind of run through them really quickly because you don't need us to tell you a whole lot about this. We'll give you our opinions on it, and then we'll go from there. But Smack Apparel is a new sponsor on the show. Go to smackapparel.com, smackapparel.com. Use promo code WIN. You can get 20% off. Anything that's over $40 is going to ship for free. So you can buy a whole bunch of shirts. It doesn't matter. Use that promo code, get 20% off. You still get it shipped for free. It's pretty awesome.
I have a question. I know we're going to try to go fast.
And it's all good.
Always the reason we take too long. You spelled smack. Not that smack or apparel are hard to spell. Do you think smack is harder to spell than apparel?
No, I just wonder if maybe I don't say it clearly enough sometimes.
Oh, okay. I think you do, but I hear you all the time.
Yeah,
and
you
we
hear
both
me.
Have we
both. We got tennis. A draw.
Okay. I'm good with that. It just threw me off for a minute. I was like, I know how to spell both of these. If I had to spell one for my child, I think she would need help with apparel better, but you're probably right.
There's only one way to spell apparel.
You know what I'm saying when I say, even if I like slur the word because I've been drinking, which we haven't, which is late,
yeah.
But like a pearl, like everybody knows what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Smack. I get it.
Yeah. Smack apparel.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I try and make it as clear as possible.
I was just confused by that. I was like,
I do it all the time just to make sure that people understand what I'm saying because sometimes it gets late. I mean, we're recording right now. It's almost midnight on a Tuesday.
Okay.
I try to make it clear. So, smackapparel.com. Use promo code WIN for 20% off.
WIN.
Anything over $40.
W-I-N.
WIN. Yes. W-I-N. Not W-H-E-N. W-I-N. As in winning cures everything. So, use promo code WIN. You get 20% off. Go and check out our buddies.
I really hope that our people don't listen to our show that actually pay for the advertising. they're going to send you a cease and desist letter for me to stop.
Like, stop talking. About our stuff, man.
All right.
So, Tunica, Mississippi is the South's premier sports gambling destination. They bring you the show every single week.
Love
every single show. Tunica treats us right. They will treat you right. Look, they got awesome steakhouses. They got awesome golf courses. They got awesome concerts that come through town. All sorts of shows, everything else. And they got 6 incredible sports books. You can find more information about all of that stuff over at tunicatravel.com. Go check them bad boys out. Let's go ahead and fire into this thing.
Come on.
Game number one, the biggest game of the weekend, I think, right? Yeah, definitely. It's the biggest game because College Game Day is going to be there. And it's number, 2 versus number 4?
Okay, yeah.
LSU -7.5 against Georgia. It is on at 3 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone, on CBS at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. Total is 54.5. Georgia going to be without George Pickens, wide receiver, for the first half because he decided he was going to throw them hands against Georgia Tech.
Hey, you throw hands with Georgia Tech.
It's going to cost you a little time in the SEC
Championship
game.
Nobody he's
going
to want to throw hands with
in
his white shirts, his yellow britches.
You got that right. You got that right. Them Yellow Jackets, tough to deal with. It's tough to deal with. But LSU might be a little more tough to deal with. So, 7.5, like this line opened up at what, 4.5, 5?
Yeah, it opened small. Oh, let me get back to my college.
And everybody jumped on it. Now,
that's right.
I thought once this line got up there, I thought, man, you know, Georgia's defense really good. You know, I might hop on Georgia here, but without DeAndre Swift being healthy, it opened at 4, and it's now, so that's saying 7, but I know it's 7.5 and 8 in other places. Everybody's on LSU. Yes, I think everybody's right.
I think they are too.
I think LSU is still mad because they got jumped for number 1 a couple of weeks ago.
For no inexplicable reason.
And then they come out and they put a mollywhopping on Texas A&M last week.
We didn't know that we had to flex all of our defensive muscles all year.
Yeah.
We just figured if you beat the hell out of everybody, it's fine.
But then, especially with that resume, right?
Yeah.
With that schedule.
And then people were like, well, you gave up 30 points to Vanderbilt in week 4. We're like, all right, but we scored 60 on them.
So the one stat that Ohio State has is points per game differential.
Yeah.
And they are outscoring people on average by 38 points.
I'm fine with that.
And LSU was out before this past game. LSU was outscoring people by like 26.6 points per game.
We played a close game against Alabama, which really hurts that number.
In a close game, against
Auburn, which really hurts that number. And then the other part of that is, what do you think a true spread would be Vanderbilt against Rutgers?
That's a good question. I think Vandy would probably be favored. Points? No, it wouldn't be that much because Vandy's awful this year. I mean, I'd probably go maybe anywhere from 10 to 14 points, okay. Vandy, on a neutral.
So you take that differential away from Ohio State now. Maryland and Arkansas.
And Vandy scored 38, but what did they have? Like a pick six and something else was crazy about that.
We had like 60, 62 points, something like that.
It was 66-38.
Yeah. And all the backups are in. Nobody cares. Vanderbilt starts scoring and it didn't matter. Like it didn't matter.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. So we didn't beat them by 60.
So that kind of stuff shouldn't make a difference. And yet here we are. And once LSU realized, oh, okay,
we're supposed to prove stuff instead of just winning games and kind of kicking the crap out of everybody.
Yeah, so instead, okay, Texas A&M's coming to town. Cool, Georgia beat them by 6 at home last week. Well, we're going to beat them 50-7 and hold them to less than 200 yards. Yeah, and
hold them to nothing.
Yeah, gave up less than 200 yards of total offense. And that's nuts.
I think we're going to kill Georgia.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. This LSU team appears to be on a mission.
This could be bravado. This could just be being really chesty. I'm just at a point where I feel like, A, I'm playing with house money because I've never had my team be this good before in my life. So I feel like, you know.
You don't think 2011 was this good?
Not close
to this team. I think this is the.
Not close to this team.
I agree. I think this is the best LSU team.
In my lifetime.
I would say this team might be better than the 2001 or 2003 national title team.
Oh, yeah. Now, they might not win the national title, but they're better than them.
Yeah, I think I agree.
They're absolutely better than them.
I agree. I mean, it's crazy. I do think LSU is on a mission right now. I think they will – I think they'll dominate this game. Without DeAndre Swift at full health, Lawrence Cager's out. You got the guy on defense that's going to miss whatever.
Yeah.
George is in a bad way right now. They need this game.
And then X's and O's wise, I think LSU is going to get out early and get out often. We've done it in every game so far.
Yeah.
And I believe that Kirby Smart can't come from behind.
Yeah.
I think if we get up by 14, the ball game is over. We might not win by 14, but I don't believe that there's any time that we're really in danger of losing the game.
I think I could agree.
I mean, in the Alabama and the Auburn game, both those games were close at the end, but we never trailed in either game, and we controlled the game at all times. The majority of the game, we were up by 2 scores or more. And it was just one of those things where the other team got the ball last and scored to make it a one-score game.
Yeah.
That's...
All right, so picks, we're both taking LSU minus 7.5 here.
Absolutely.
I agree with that. I think they demolished them. Next game up, the Friday night game. Utah is a 6.5-point favorite over Oregon. The total is 47. 7 p.m. on ABC on Friday. It's at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. Utah is the only Pac-12 team with a shot to get into the playoff. And I will tell you this. ESPN, ABC, whatever, is sending their number one team to this game. Now, they have Oklahoma and Baylor the next day at 11 a.m. Now, obviously, there are logistical issues. You got to have Herb Street at the SEC championship game. So that would not have worked. I get that. But the fact that those two are at the Friday night game, which, think about how crazy that schedule is. Herb Street calling a game in Santa Clara, California, has to fly overnight to get to Atlanta for the SEC championship game. And then he gets done there, watches the SEC championship game, and they will immediately fly him on a private jet to Indianapolis for the Big Ten title game.
You think he'll actually stay and watch the SEC title game?
I think he'll watch like at least a half.
I think he'll watch it from the plane.
No. He has said he's going to sit and watch the entire game.
That's insane.
He hadn't really gotten to watch LSU this year. Well, so then he flies to Indianapolis, and he's doing a live hit for SVP's Sports Center that night from Indianapolis.
That man
and then he gets up and flies to Bristol, Connecticut the next morning for the selection show.
That's crazy.
He's taking a page out of Pat McAfee's book.
Oh, but
McAfee does this every week.
Yeah, but Pat's kind of insane.
100%. He's not kind of.
And the difference is Pat gets to be insane. Herb Street has to be like calling the game, which Pat calls games on Thursday nights.
Yeah.
But basically, he's going to call two games in 2 days, and then he has to be the biggest grown-up in the room. I think he has the most power in any single person in all of sports, because I think the things that he says on television matter more than anything else. He made a statement about Nebraska having a chance to be good this year. That was it. He'd pick them to win national championship. He said he thought they would be really good this year, much improved from last year. And they had the fourth or fifth best odds to win the national championship. I think that was solely because people heard Kirk Herbstreit say something on national TV.
I could believe it.
He is going to say things on TV that are important for people to hear. And he's going to do it with that much travel. That's insane.
Yeah, I agree. That's pretty nuts.
He has to go back on TV? Can he take like 2 weeks off? Because they're not calling one of these low-level ball games.
I think he's good for like a week. You got 2 weeks.
Oh, well, game day will do the
Army-Navy game. The next Saturday.
So he won't have to, but he don't have to call the game. CBS will have the game.
Yeah, CBS has the game. He's just doing game day.
He just has to go do game day. No game to call. And he's not going to call some low-level bowl game after that. So he's going to have a couple of weeks of showing up and talking on ESPN, but not really having to.
He might do, I think they did the Las Vegas Bowl last year.
Really?
I think so.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think
we're going way too long on this, and that is what it is.
Either way, Oregon, Utah, 6.5-point favorite. Look, I've been on Utah all year. We're going to go opposite here.
We are going to go opposite here.
You think Utah wins the game?
No,
you think Oregon wins the game?
Before the season started, we had this as our matchup.
Yeah,
and I had Utah. I had Oregon. You had Utah.
I have, and I've still got Utah.
I have no reason to change because one team lost one extra game.
I can understand that
because Utah didn't play Auburn. If Utah had played Auburn, then they might have the same record.
That's true. Utah looks dominant to me. They got Zach Moss. That's fine. They got Tyler Huntley.
That's great.
That defense is outstanding. Awesome. I think really that they are going to dominate this game.
Defense is really good.
Yeah.
Have they played a top 50 offense in the country?
I'm sure that, yeah, they played Washington State.
Is Washington State a top 50 offense?
Yes.
I guess they are. They're just that bad on defense.
Washington is actually a top 50 offense.
That surprises me.
And Oregon and Utah both beat them.
They weren't really good.
So, no, they weren't great. They were a 5-loss team. But Washington State, obviously, they're always going to be.
You're right on that. I forgot about that.
UCLA, I believe.
They can't. Can't be a top 50. They had games that they scored 50, 60.
You're right.
They scored like 13.
Yeah. So, no, Utah has not played a ton of really good offenses, but.
They played one.
They have been dominant.
They played one.
They played two, Washington and Washington State.
Washington. Okay. A top 50 offense is not a good offense. It's just top 50.
Right. That's what you asked. I'm with you. I understand where you're coming from. So, you like Oregon here. You think they're going to be able to get this done. I'm going the opposite way. I think Utah is dominant. I think they are on a mission right now. Utah is the team.
They cover?
Yeah, I think Utah covers. I think they win by double digits.
Okay.
So I Utah was in this spot last year, and they lost the game to Washington. I think them being there last year helps them out this year.
Okay.
I mean, it's a little more pressure this season because you still got the playoff thing hovering, but. Yeah, I think Utah kind of dominates this game. I think they're a better team than Oregon. And obviously you think differently.
I think different. I mean, I've thought one way the entire year. I don't know why I would change this week.
No, that makes sense.
And my logic hasn't changed. I haven't seen anything on the field. They're killing everybody they play. That's awesome. I'm not knocking, and I don't think they're a bad football team.
They played
a good offense, and I think the quarterback they're about to go up against is the best quarterback they've played all year. And I think this offense overall is the best offense they've played all year.
Yeah, you might be right.
If they shut this team down, then I'll agree that they've done something.
Okay, we can get that. Next game up, and we're going to try and get through these relatively quickly.
I apologize.
It ain't you. It's both of us. We enjoy talking.
Yeah,
that's what we do. So we want to make sure the show is entertaining. That's what we do. Baylor and Oklahoma. Oklahoma, an 8.5-point favorite. 63.5 is the total. It's 11 a.m. on ABC at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. This is a rematch from earlier in the season. Oklahoma won 34-31 in Waco. Let's go on and give picks. I know you're going Baylor.
I am.
I'm going to go Oklahoma here. I think Oklahoma got a little bit right last week. And what Oklahoma did not have in that first matchup was CeeDee Lamb. That guy is a difference maker.
They got their best offensive player, and Baylor got their
best defensive player. Yeah.
I think that's a wash. I like Baylor. I think Baylor's going to win the game outright.
I think Oklahoma wins by 10.
I get a 9-point head start.
Yeah.
I take it.
I think Oklahoma wins by 10 points here. Or maybe more. They may win by 2 touchdowns.
Wow. That would shock me.
I think that Oklahoma. This is a big spot for Baylor. A lot of pressure here. Nobody on this team has been in this situation before.
That's where we're different. I don't think there's any pressure here because you're almost a double-digit dog. Nobody expects you to win this game.
I will say this. The coaching matchup here is awesome.
These are two of the best coaches in all of football. Not college football.
All of football.
All of football.
There's NFL teams that want both of these guys.
If they want to play on Sundays, they both could call almost, I don't know, 20 of the 32 conferences teams and just say, I want that job. And that job would open up for them.
Yeah. You think Carolina might be going for Matt Rhule?
I don't care. I want to see him. I like what he's doing at Baylor, and I don't want to crap on Baylor because I like what he's doing there. I want to see him in the NFL because I think he's that level good.
I think he is.
I'd love him to be on my Browns. I just think Cleveland's going to screw it up. So don't go there. And you can go there and maybe they can stop screwing things up. But, I mean, I just want him to go somewhere where he's going to be stable and have an opportunity. Because remember, year one, he won nothing.
Yeah.
It's going to take a little bit to build in the NFL, and it's not like in college where you can just walk out in the state of Texas and go grab a shitload of kids.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
You got a draft, and you got a free agent, you got to do all those things differently.
Let's move on. Next game, Cincinnati at Memphis. Memphis, a 9.5-point favorite. The total is 57.5, which is less than Oklahoma Baylor. Kind of surprising here. 2:30 p.m. on ABC. It's at the Liberty Bowl in Memphis. Another rematch. From last week, you were actually at the game last week. Memphis won 34-24. Look, this seems like a lot of points. 9.5. I think Memphis wins the game. I don't think that they win by 9.5. So I'm gonna take Cincy to cover. And I will take Memphis to win, but with all the stuff going around with Norvell and whatnot, it wouldn't surprise me one way or another. I've seen this play out before. I don't like when it does, but I do think Memphis is the more talented team.
I think so, too.
And they are significantly more explosive.
Yes.
If they can put the clamps down on Cincinnati's running game, which they really weren't able to do in the first game, Cincy's got such bigger dudes, yeah. Man.
This is a brute force against speed.
Yeah.
You're talking about big dudes on both trenches that can dominate the line of scrimmage.
Cincy was able to dictate the way that the game was played for the majority of the game in the first one.
Big plays killed them.
Yeah.
Big plays killed them, and that's what Memphis has got to hope for again. I like Cincinnati to cover. I think if I've got to make a pick, I'm going to pick Cincinnati to win, just because I think it's really hard to beat two teams twice.
At least good teams twice.
Yeah, I think it's hard to beat good teams two times.
Yeah. Now you might be right. I'm going to take Memphis to win it. We both like Cincinnati to cover.
And we talk about this in our gambling picks, too. Mike Norvell is spending a lot of time talking to other athletic directors.
Right now.
That is not something that his agent is doing. He is involved in these conversations. Luke Fickell is involved in coaching up this game.
Yeah, you're right. You are so right. Next game up, last of the big games, and then we'll do our interesting matchup rapid fire. Wisconsin, Ohio State, it is sitting at 15.5 right now. Total is 56.5. It's 7 p.m. on Fox, Indianapolis, Indiana. Another rematch. The Buckeyes won 38-7 in Columbus earlier this year. I think it's a blowout again. I think what you had in Columbus was Ohio State had so many more athletes. And the weather was exactly what Wisconsin would have wanted back then. And now you've got them in a dome. And you've got all those athletes and all that speed on turf. This is not where Wisconsin would want to play this game. Wisconsin would have a chance in the snow and in the rain with it 15 degrees outside.
I do believe, and I've said this before, 4 years, the Big Ten championship game should be played at Soldier Field.
I like that idea.
I have said that forever. If there's ever a, we need an outdoor on grass historical venue, the Big Ten should not be played indoors on turf.
Not in Indianapolis, Indiana. I think it should be. I like Chicago.
And I'm gonna stand by that. Not because it helps one team or another. That's just Big Ten football.
Yeah,
that's
I agree.
Big Ten. All of your big programs play outdoors on grass.
Yeah, in the cold.
Yeah, they all do. That's where this game should be played, by the way.
I understand Justin Fields has got some injury stuff. I get that. They're going to shoot him up with whatever they need to. He will play. They didn't run him against Michigan. They didn't have to. I think it'll be the same thing here. J.K. Dobbins ain't hurt. Those wide receivers ain't hurt. That defense is fine. Chase Young was blocked for the most part against Michigan. Unless Wisconsin has figured out something, Chase Young is a better athlete than any of those offensive linemen.
Yes, that's a true statement, but it's not by a lot, man. That offensive line is really good.
Oh, they're definitely good. But they could not stop him in the first game.
Yeah, I get it. Well, that first game, I'm not taking anything from the first game. I think Ohio State wins a game. I got to make a pick. I'd pick Wisconsin to cover. Yes, it's going to be on turf and whatever. I thought this when Wisconsin played Ohio State the first time. I think Wisconsin can control the line of scrimmage. I think Wisconsin can run the football, and if they are smart, they will hold the ball for 40 minutes. I think it's almost impossible to stop explosive offenses in college football today, and Ohio State is one of those.
And the way that you do it is
you don't
give them the ball. You don't play defense.
The best defense is to don't play defense.
Yeah.
That's just it. They didn't do that in the first game. I think with it being maybe indoors, whatever, they can get their blocks just as easy as they can without them. I don't know. Ohio State's really good,
yes.
But they're not unbeatable. I watched a mediocre Penn State team put up points against them with their backup quarterback, by the way.
Yeah.
I watched a good, not great, Michigan offense score, what, 24 on them?
27.
And 27.
They could have scored more.
Should have scored more. Yeah. They got too far behind too early because of mistakes, but they weren't offensive mistakes.
No.
And it's just one of those things where they moved the football on them at will. That's not a great offense. It's a good offense.
Yeah.
I think Wisconsin's offense is better than Michigan's. I think they can control the line of scrimmage. I think they can score and just keep it close.
Okay. Okay. So you think Wisconsin covers?
Off the field.
You think Wisconsin covers and Ohio State wins the game? 25:05 is our time here. It's time for rapid fire. Virginia Clemson. Clemson, a 28.5-point favorite, 6:30 p.m. on ABC. It's in Charlotte. Clemson is feeling.
You want to pick all these?
Yeah, we can give picks. I'm not going to keep up with them on the spreadsheet. I think Virginia keeps it close. Obviously, I think Clemson wins.
Yeah.
Not close. I think Virginia keeps it within the spread.
They cover.
I think they cover.
28.5, I would take Virginia.
Yeah.
Let's roll.
There's nothing really to talk about there, is there?
Nope.
All right. Louisiana at App State. App State, a 6.5-point favorite at home. They won by 10 at Louisiana earlier in the year. Held this vaunted Louisiana offense to only 7 points at home. It's 11 a.m. on ESPN. If you want to watch a good football game, this is a good one to watch.
This is going to be a fun game to watch.
Louisiana has, I mean, they're 10-2 this year. App is 11-1. These are two of the better group of five teams out there.
Absolutely.
Billy Napier is the coach for Louisiana. He will likely be coaching somewhere else next year at a much bigger job. Eli Drinkwitz, the head coach at App State, he's only been the coach there for one season. His name is up for a lot of big jobs as well. We could possibly see him at Missouri, maybe a couple other spots, or he may just stay at App State. But yeah, if you get called for a big job, I mean, he's making $800,000 at App State.
I was just about to say, the difference between Memphis coach at Group of Five and App State coach at Group of Five, the money is just...
He's making $800,000 at App State.
Yeah.
Norvell's probably making
3 point what?
Well, 2.73, but they could easily bump him to 3.5 or something easily. Like that.
That's a far cry from 800 grand.
I mean, they could more than triple his salary, and they still wouldn't be paying what their current coach is paying.
So it's just really hard to hang on to somebody when you don't have that kind of budget.
You got that right. So
they've gotten too good, so they're never going to get those couple million-dollar checks to go pay for wins.
Yeah, you got that right.
That's the problem.
You got that right. I like App State here. I think they're just the more experienced team. They're like, I love Billy Napier, and I love what Louisiana is doing. This is only year two of what they're doing. I like App State here. I think that they would cover.
I think I'm going to take Louisiana. I'm going to take Napier.
I can understand it. He's fun to root for, man. That is a fun football team.
I like this game, and I just figured whoever I'm getting head start with.
That makes sense. Hawaii at Boise State. Boise State, a 13.5-point favorite. This is 3 p.m. on ESPN. We got some good games at 3.
I don't know.
We got Memphis, Cincinnati at 2:30.
I'm not going to get to watch a second of it, but that's fine.
Yeah, it makes sense. Man, you got a couple of TVs.
No, I'm not doing it.
Not when LSU's on.
I'm watching by myself one TV.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Phone off.
Hawaii and Boise State. Hawaii is 9-4 on the season. Boise State is 11-1. We saw this game before. Boise won 59-37. It was on the blue turf then. It's on the blue turf now. Boise needs to make a statement. If they can get Cincinnati to beat Memphis and Boise blows out Hawaii, there is a chance that Boise can get the New Year's Six spot. I think Brian Harsin and that bunch try and do that here. Hawaii is good. They are fun. They have no defense to speak of. The offense can score with anybody. But Boise's defense was able to slow them down just enough. And, yeah. I mean, Boise put up almost 60 on them last time. If we can get another 60-40 game like you and I talked about, that'd be a lot of fun.
Yep.
But, I'm going to take Boise in this spot. Would you do the same? You want to take Hawaii, don't you?
I do want to take
Hawaii. Nick Rolovich is a lot of fun to root for, man.
I'm going to do it. We're making picks. I'm
going
to do it.
So, rolling with Hawaii.
That's fine.
We got two more smaller things here. CBS Sports Network has got UAB at FAU. FAU is a 7 to 7.5-point favorite, depending on what book you're using. Lane Kiffin, Bill Clark, both. Lane Kiffin is much more deep in conversations to coach at other teams.
Nobody has brought Bill Clark's name up yet.
I've seen it with several things or several different searches.
Nobody's called him, absolutely.
I mean, what,
he's on people's list.
Yeah, he's on the list. I don't know that he's had people fly to Birmingham. I mean, we'll see. UAB, very fortunate to deal with. It was kind of what Minnesota did early in the season where they got to play a lot of backup quarterbacks and all that. UAB got to play teams at the right time this season. They are really playing a ton of underclassmen. They are not super experienced, but they do have a winning culture there. Bill Clark has established what that program is going to be. I mean, they're 9-3 again. FAU is 9-3 again. I like FAU here just from a talent perspective alone. I mean, we'll see. I'm going to take FAU minus 7.5 on this one.
Give me the Fighting Dragons.
Yeah, going with the Blazers. That's, I figured you would. You like Bill Clark.
I do.
I understand it. I completely understand it.
A little bit of an understatement, but yeah. That's okay.
Last game, 11 a.m. on ESPN2, Miami of Ohio at Central Michigan. This is the MAC championship game. Central Michigan, Jim McElwain, that bunch, yeah. They have been rolling.
Yes.
They won, what, one game last year? And they're sitting at 7-5 right now, 7-4.
Does he parlay this into
No, they're 8-4.
Power 5 job, or is he done and happy?
I think that he ends up getting the Colorado State job back, which I know is kind of crazy. But Colorado State is a bigger job than Central Michigan is.
It is, and that's fine.
And he's comfortable in Colorado State.
No, that's fine.
I mean, he
I mean, that would be the equivalency of Willie Taggart getting the South Florida job back, right?
Basically, yeah.
South Florida job's probably a lot better than Colorado State job nationally.
Yes, but I will say this. Colorado State throws a lot of money at their football program. South Florida has issues with, like, they don't have facilities. They don't have all, I mean, it's just they don't have an on-campus stadium. They don't have all this different stuff. Colorado State's facilities are top-notch for Group of Five, man. They think that they are the next Boise State. Like, they really believe in what they're doing.
They got to win some games.
And they have not been able to do that with Mike Bobo. So, I don't think Bobo hadn't been fired yet.
No.
But I think it's coming. Okay. So, we'll see what happens there. But reading the tea leaves, Bobo's out. So, but that has nothing to do with this game. Central Michigan has been gangbusters in the MAC this year.
Sorry.
But Miami of Ohio has looked really, really good. Miami of Ohio's record would be better. And they're 7-5. But they only got two losses in the MAC. Central Michigan, same thing. Miami of Ohio has played a little tougher competition. People love Central Michigan right now. It's a 7-point spread. I think all of that is because Miami of Ohio went to Ball State last week when they already had their division wrapped up and everything. They played some backups. They tried a few things out, whatever. Ball State got the win by 2 touchdowns. Central Michigan is on a 3-game winning streak. I like Miami of Ohio here, plus the 7. I think they win the game.
Give me the University of Miami.
Like it. So we're both rolling the same thing. Both rolling the same thing. All right, that's going to wrap it up. College football big game previews for week 15. That's the last one. We're going to be doing bowl games. We're going to be doing all the playoff predictions, all the playoff talk, whatnot. But this has been a lot of fun. The previews this year have been awesome. Thanks to you guys. We appreciate all of you for sticking around with us all season. It's been a lot of fun. Stick with us. Make sure you hit subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. Hit that like button on the video. Comment in. Tell us what you think and what you want us to cover. We're going to be talking a bunch of other sports after the football season. Obviously, we talk all the NFL stuff as well. But we do appreciate the support from you guys for hanging out with us all season long. This was our 4th year. Next year is the Big 5. We can't wait for it. Of course, we got a lot of stuff to get to between now and then, recruiting and everything else, all of our predictions, everything else. So, we love you guys. Go check out tunicatravel.com. Go check out smackapparel.com. Use promo code WIN to get 20% off. And go check out winningcureseverything.com. If you haven't already, enter the picks contest. Go to football. Go to winningcureseverything.com. Go to the football picks contest right there. Put your name, your email in. Pick 10 games against the spread. You'll win a prize from Tunica, Mississippi. I think that's it. Anything else we need to cover?
That's it.
I think that's it. We'll see you all again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.